Hey, John, how you doing?
Hello. Doing great.
I'm sure you guys have received more than your fair media attention over the past couple weeks. Tim being on Sports Illustrated, the latest. But has there been a pretty good buzz even today as things start to build up for this game on Sunday?
Well, we try to keep our focus, you know, on the preparation. And, you know, when you win, that's what happens. Every game becomes a big game. And if you keep winning, the next week's the bigger game. And, you know, the game we're focused on right now is the game this Sunday against the New England Patriots.
Tim Tebow phenomenon been unlike anything you've ever seen in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think I've been in the league 20-plus years, so you never want to say you've seen it all, but, you know, you get to experience a lot. And, you know, he's a fine young man. It's a young quarterback that keeps getting better every week. And, you know, when you win in the National Football League, you know, it becomes a pretty big deal on the outside.
John, have you been able to put your finger on why Tim's success in the fourth quarter is so much, so drastically better statistically than his first three quarters?
Well, I think, you know, just, you know, knowing the young man, even, you know, before coming here to coach him, just in the draft process, you know, he's got, you know, outstanding intangibles, and, you know, he performed at a very high level in college at the University of Florida, and, you know, I think, you know, everybody could see that, and like all young players in the National Football League, they've got a lot to learn, and quarterback is that much more difficult. I know it's, you know, the toughest job in our league. It might be one of the tougher jobs in sports. So, you know, he's improving. You know, it's not just the fourth quarter. He's improving, you know, as an NFL quarterback.
Did you draw upon some of the offensive scheme that Florida ran as you kind of changed your offense around?
Well, I think it's just, you know, some of the things we're doing are just extensions of our run game. And, you know, as I've told our people here, football's football. And, you know, he's got some abilities, you know, with his running ability. And, you know, part of coaching is trying to put guys, you know, in positions to have success regardless of what position. And, you know, I think our staff, the rest of our offensive players, you know, have done an excellent job of that.
John, why has your pass rush been able to be so effective, and not just from your front four, but from front seven and defense in general?
Well, I think it starts with players. You know, we got Elvis Dumervil back. He was injured early in the season, actually missed all of last season. You know, they spent a pretty high draft pick on Von Miller, who's also a rookie that's starting for us. And, you know, we kind of changed defenses from a 3-4 to a 4-3, which is fairly drastic with, you know, no offseason and, you know, no OTAs and those types of things. So, yeah, I think really all in all, our guys are understanding what we're doing better, and they're not thinking, and so they're playing faster.
Von Miller's sacks are obviously hit a tremendous level, but how has his transition been from a 3-4 outside guy to a 4-3 outside guy?
Well, I think, you know, it's a credit to, you know, his efforts. You know, I think, you know, he's worked hard. Richard Smith, his position coach, has done an outstanding job. And, you know, really at the end of the day, it comes down to the player. And, you know, Vaughn's done a tremendous job. So, you know, there's some similarities in some of the things we do. And yet, you know, it's still a level jump from college football to the NFL. And, you know, he's done quite nicely this far, you know, so far.
John, what are your impressions of the Patriots' defense?
Well, I think, you know, lots made of stats in this league, and we don't put too much stock in that. I know they take the ball away very well. In fact, as a team, they're, you know, definitely high up in the plus category in the turnover margin. And, you know, they're 10-3, so, you know, it's a team game, and they're good in all three phases. And you know, I don't look too much into stats. You know, they got good players and they make plays.
How about the Patriots offense?
You know, again, having, you know, been in this league for a while, I mean, there's, you know, they're definitely in, you know, the top three or four in the league and have been forever. And, you know, when you got number 12 operating it, and, you know, you're going to be pretty successful. And, that's no different this year than years past.
Could you talk about the job Dave Magazoo's done with your offensive line? I know the two of you go back a ways.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job. He's a heck of a football coach, and he did a great job there at DC. And when I first met him and hired him at the Carolina Panthers, came in as tight end coach and earned that respect of the players and the staff, and became the offensive line coach. And I'm glad to have him here with the Denver Broncos.
No, Ty Warren, the acquisition hasn't really worked out, I guess. But what have you? How has your time been with him?
He's a tremendous young man, and it's unfortunate, but he had a tricep injury that was repaired medically, and he's in our building every day working hard. His weight looks good. He's working out very hard to rehab, and we're impressed with him. Looking forward to getting him back on the field next season.
One last Tebow question. When you considered him as a coach, did you look at that as kind of a challenge or the possibilities of what he could do? Like, what did you see in him from a coaching perspective and kind of the potential he had, I guess?
Well, I think, the guy just wins, and he's 7-1 as our starter this year. And, like all of us, whether it's myself, the rest of the staff, the players in this building, we're trying to get better every day. And, he's made marked improvements, and he needs to continue, and so do we.
With Tebow drawing so much attention, like, for instance, on this conference call, have you had to manage that at all with your players? Because a lot of them have done a lot of good things, especially late in those wins, but, it's Tebow who's the guy on the cover of the magazines and who everyone will be writing about and all that stuff. Have you had to address that with the players?
Not really, because I think Tim's done such a superb job handling it, as far as giving his teammates credit. And, this is the ultimate of team games. And, our team understands they don't care who gets the credit. They just, want to do a good job preparing and doing their best to win games.
John, how have you used Jonathan Wilhight? What have been some of the roles he's played for you this year?
Well, he's obviously a defensive back. I think pretty much the same role he had there. He's new to us, meaning he wasn't with us the whole time, but he's had a role as a defensive back.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, Johnny, are you impressed with the way Tebow has handled the media scrutiny and the criticism since entering the league, and can you just go into detail about that a little bit?
Well, I think it kind of says a lot about him. It all hasn't been good, that's for sure, and I think he's handled it as well as anybody I've ever been around.
Why do you think that there's such a negative, there's so much negative feelings towards him?
Well, I can't answer that. I was a PE major, not a sociology major, so I can't really answer that other than I know everybody in this building likes him a lot.
All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, you guys have a good one.